I'm Trisha Helfer, and you are listening to After the Credits at row3.com.
I'm your host, Novena, and joining me today...
Colleen from 353 Review.
Dale from digitaldoodles.com.
You were doing a funny face. I couldn't help myself. I'm sorry. Welcome to another fabulous episode, another...
Caffeinated-powered.
Lots
of coffee
powered.
Today.
Yeah, exactly. Our November preview. You know, I have to tell you, I felt so lost in October because I had not seen anything. I didn't know what was coming out. It all sort of came in section. I'm like, oh, wait, this opens this week?
I know. It's like,
it's really weird.
First, we're talking about, oh, yeah, we need to schedule our October preview. It has to be this weekend. And then you are sucked into the VIF hole. Yes.
The vortex of VIF.
Exactly. But we're back now. Back in full swing.
Back in black, baby.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, baby.
I'm still not super enthused about films right now. VIF is sort of... basically dampened it out of me for a while, but it'll pick up again.
Wrestled you to the ground and kicked that
I need a couple weeks of just calm, nothing.
You know, what I want to know is, where the hell is November? Because this list of movies doesn't look like November to me.
In what way?
There's one or two good things coming out.
Yeah, but I'm used to November being...
Oscar sweeps.
Oh, the Oscar, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that doesn't look like a lot of Oscar fare. I mean, there's some movies I'm looking forward to, but...
Well, yeah, I agree.
Not Oscar fare in there.
No, I mean, there's like maybe two that look vaguely promising as far as...
Does one begin with an A and end with an A?
Yes.
Excellent.
We'll get there towards the end of the month. It's like the one movie I've been waiting for, it seems like forever, but... Okay, well, why don't we get started? We're going to actually do October 31st.
Marina, why don't we get started?
I know, let's get started.
Oh, so we're not recording right now?
Yeah, no, we're recording. I had to look at the red line.
Aren't we already started?
Okay. Let's jump right in. I looked at the lights to make sure that we were actually recording. But
let me Twitter that.
Wait, we can Twitter while we record?
Damn straight.
Oh, my God. Oh, too much going on. I must, you know. Okay, we're going to start with October 31st because the 1st is actually like a Saturday. So, because we missed last month, it's okay. So, on Halloween, we've still got no trick-or-treat. Very, very disappointing. That movie never came.
Up with that? We were talking about that last Halloween.
Yeah, it never materialized. It's out floating out there on some shelf somewhere, I'm sure.
Is it that bad?
I highly doubt it. It looked awesome.
Well, then, I just don't get this. Like, why sit on a property? Like... The longer it waits, the more it's going to be dated, probably.
The more sucky it'll be when it eventually comes out.
Exactly. Like, profit off it now. Like, there hasn't really been much Halloween sort of fare, like, monopolized.
So if somebody's listening and you have access to this fantastic-looking little film, can somebody email me? marina@row3.com. I want to talk to you.
Screeners.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, but starting October 31st, The Haunting of Molly Hartley, first-time director Mickey Liddell. And it's about a girl whose soul is apparently belongs to Satan or something. And when she turns 18, something happens. But the only reason I even wanted to mention this was because I was actually kind of impressed by the trailer. It doesn't look, you know, the story sounds pretty run-of-the-mill, but the trailer actually looks pretty good other than the really shitty voiceover. So I don't know. It could be promising.
The only thing about this that I find interesting at all is why they're releasing it on October 31st. Like, you know what? It's Halloween. Okay, and now Halloween's over. Like, don't you want to profit the holiday season?
Especially since all the Halloween parties are probably happening the weekend before.
Yeah, like...
So, I don't know.
Yeah. They should have come out with this, like, 2-3 weeks before Halloween.
Like Saw?
Okay.
I'm only guessing. I don't know when Saw is actually opening. But I don't know. I thought it looked promising. Zach and Miri make a porno. Our very own Kevin Smith.
I'm wanting to see it because it's Kevin Smith, but I haven't been hearing
Dude, the Red Band things. Trailer actually made me laugh pretty damn hard. I was like, I can't believe I'm laughing this hard, but yeah, it's pretty freaking funny. And Justin Long. Oh my God. Justin Long is awesome.
I haven't even seen the Red Band trailer.
Oh my God.
Oh no, I think I have, but
Justin Long is freaking awesome. The Mac guy, I'm there.
I'm there.
I think I'll rent it.
Oh. And also opening on the 31st, totally not a horror movie, going the other way altogether. The Other End of the Line. This is opening a limited release.
Trailer looks really funny.
Doesn't it? And it's about a guy who basically has this relationship over the phone with a lady in the call center.
In India.
Yeah, but so he cross-cultural, thinks but he thinks it's San Francisco. And it just looked kind of sweet. The description didn't do anything for me, but I saw the trailer and I'm like, actually, it looks like it could be kind of fun.
Yeah, the description looks pretty pedestrian.
Mm-hmm.
But the trailer definitely, there's some chemistry happening there.
And it's really charming.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's one to maybe keep an eye out for. Opening on November the 7th. Role Models.
Okay, I know that there's some Sean William Scott haters out there, but you know what?
He's got his moments.
This trailer looks really funny. I'm totally there.
The parts that had him interacting with McLovin, I have to admit that was pretty funny.
Dude,
or sorry, that was
what? That was Paul Rudd.
That's what I'm thinking. Paul Rudd, I'm there.
Yeah, Paul
My
Rudd.
My only concern is director David Wayne's last movie really rubbed me the wrong way a lot. I think I had a big thing on row three. I really took it out on him. I hated the 10.
Oh, yeah.
I hated the 10. I didn't even finish it. I hated it so
much. Yeah, which was too bad because that actually looked like, it, just from the preview, it had us like laughing. But
yeah, I was really, really didn't like that movie. But this trailer looks really freaking funny.
Yeah.
And it's Paul Rudd. So yeah, guess who's going to shell up money to see it? Nice. Hopefully, he won't anger me again. Let's hope. Also opening on the 7th, Soul Man. You know, I didn't even know this movie was coming out. I didn't know they were making it until just recently.
Until he died?
Pretty much.
Well, and that's kind of the irony, isn't it? Because it's supposed to honor some deceased folks, and it's Bernie Mac's last movie. And
Isaac Hayes makes an appearance, too. And the only thing in this trailer that made me laugh was Jennifer Coolidge taking her teeth out.
Which, that's a bad sign.
You know what? It's just there's this look on her face. That woman, the first time I noticed her was in the American Pie movies as Stifler's mom. And now I see her everywhere and she's always really funny. And probably it's something in her face. She looks like she's had bad plastic surgery and she plays it up really well. I don't know. That's the only thing that made me laugh in the whole trailer. But so that's Soul Man for you. Also opening on the 7th, something else that doesn't look all that good. Madagascar Escape to Africa.
You know, Madagascar amazingly has some of the best short clips. I love the penguins.
I love the tunes.
But the movies, I finally rented the first one and it's just like, so... I'm looking forward to, you know, hearing the tunes.
I will never see this ever in my life. I can almost guarantee.
You and me both. No interest.
I like to move it.
I'm more likely to watch Veggie Tales.
Oh, man.
I won't go there either. Sorry.
Next.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. It's Repo the Genetic.
Oh, man.
Does this not look awesome or what?
I've been crying.
Anthony Stewart Head.
I'm crying with excitement.
The dude from Skinny Puppy.
Actually, for me, it's Sarah Brightman. I don't care if she can act, man. That woman can belt out a song.
What was the other guy? The very last one.
Paul Sorvino.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever I think of him, I think of Mambo Italiano. I don't know why. But
explain what this is, because if people haven't seen the trailer, they really should.
Okay, so let me warn you now, this is not going to be a movie for everybody. A few people that saw it in Edmonton, you're either going to love it or you're going to hate it. It's a sort of this semi-futuristic, operatic horror movie. Organ failure is running rampant. This company called GeneCo is basically giving people loans, like giving them organs. And when you default on a payment, they come to repossess your body. And that's the basic premise. But it happens to be a rock opera. I mean, it looks fantastic if you're into like this whole sort of like goth thing. The music, I mean,
if you have a twisted mind,
yes,
this is
gonna
probably
love it.
Just perfect.
I can't wait to see it. I'm pining at the
You know, I don't know if I'm going to like this or not, but just based on the trailer, I have to give it a chance.
Yeah, I mean, it just looks fantastic.
Do you know some of the animation sequences in the trailer? Is that in the movie as well?
I don't think so. I think that's just for the trailer. I think that's part of their whole marketing campaign.
Okay.
Which is too bad because I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole Russian, you sort of get this like, I say Russian, but that's not
Soviet
like
propaganda
Soviet
kind of
propaganda thing, yeah, which really works.
Oh,
I think. And
I mean, you can tell from the trailer, like they definitely the visual aspects of this movie, it's really atmospheric.
Yeah,
I mean, along with like that rock background opera thing going,
yeah,
Phantom,
totally from
Phantom of the Opera, kind of.
I hate Phantom of the Opera, but I'm, you know. I don't hate it. It's just not my thing. Oh, you know what? I'm thinking. I'm confused. I was thinking of Phantom of the Paradise. Just forget me for a minute.
Well, and what was the meatloaf one? Too Bad Out of Hell.
Oh, well, that's
Rocky
one of my
Horror.
Favorites, though.
Rocky Horror. Magenta, Riff Raff. Oh, yeah, baby.
I'm not a Rocky Horror fan, but Meatloaf? Hell yeah, hook me up.
If you just watch the film, Rocky Horror kind of sucks. If you go to a theater packed full of people who know everything that's going on and will yell out the parts and all that, it can be a hoot. It's sort of like going to sing along with The Sound of Music and you're the only one singing. It would really suck.
Okay, you brought up The Sound of Music, so now you have to listen to my story.
Sweet.
So,
no! I love The Sound of Music.
It's a quick story, I promise. Yeah. So I was at Best Buy yesterday and they have The Sound of Music for $14.99 on sale.
Too much.
Well, no, it's the special edition, like 75 anniversary edition or whatever it is, and I was looking at the extras, and on disc two there's actually a sing-along
Follow the Bouncing Ball,
and I almost bought it just for that because I had this idea of, oh my god, my dad's
you
singing
are
along
16 going on 7
coming soon to the Mamma Mia movie.
Oh, you know what, yeah. That's another one I'm going to be picking up as soon as
oh good god
out. Yeah, I had a lot of fun. Okay, but that was my totally inconsequential Sound of Music story. Okay, moving on. Also opening on November 7th, something completely different, The Boy in the Striped Pajamas. I've been hearing a lot about this, mostly because it's already opened in the UK and it's been sitting on their top 10 for a while. And the reviews have all been fairly positive.
And the trailer looks excellent.
Yeah,
I
nice
love the way
trailer.
They've done the trailer.
Apparently,
and I'm not a Thule's fan either, but he looks really good.
He does look really good. And Rupert Friend is in there. Rupert Friend is in there as well, though I don't recall seeing him in the trailer. Not quite sure
where
he...
Yeah, I'm not familiar with him.
It's a very interesting concept.
And apparently it's the film walks the fine line of, you know, sort of being serious but still appealing to a younger audience really, really well.
Just from reading the description kind of thing, I get the same sort of thing that like in Let the Right One In, where, you know what, it's about a friendship that really shouldn't be taking place,
yeah.
But
and the story,
kids will be kids regardless.
Yeah, and the basic story is this family is moved to some rural area of England. The boy's father is in the army, the Nazis, I guess, and there's a concentration camp basically like attached to their property, and the kids, one of the sons befriends a little boy in the concentration camp. And it's sort of about the relationship between the fence,
yeah,
kind of thing.
Yeah, how it circumvents the...
Yeah, so, it looks really interesting. And, yeah, the buzz seems to be very, very positive. So
yeah, I'm definitely... This is on my list.
Yeah, one to keep an eye out for. Also opening on November 7th, one that I hadn't really heard anything about, but looks fairly interesting. John Madden's Killshot. Madden, for those who aren't familiar with his work, the not-so-good proof. Captain Corelli's Mandarin.
Thank you for actually saying it that
the
way.
The not-so-good proof, yeah. and Shakespeare in Love, which I actually do like.
Yeah, of all those, Shakespeare in Love is the best. I'm a Diane Lane.
You know,
fan,
yeah.
Boy crush. Diane, yeah. I love you.
She's fabulous. Did I tell you I went to see Knights in the Room with Anthony the other day?
Yeah.
Not very good. She has a scene where she falls apart on camera without any cuts. And it's like hands down the best scene I've seen like this year. It's amazing. And this like non-consequential movie. And it's a great, great scene. She's awesome.
I might rent it instead, but...
Oh, yeah. No, totally worth the rental. And this...
No, I meant Killshot, not...
Oh, you meant Killshot? Oh, you should rent Knights in Rodanthe. But this one also stars Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Rosario Dawson.
Mickey Rourke.
And Mickey Rourke Mickey looking Rourke. Kind of funny with his little round sunglasses.
He does not look like the Mickey Rourke I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think he looks like
Harley Davidson and Marlowe.
He doesn't look like the Mickey Rourke any of us remember, right? But it looks like it could be kind of interesting. I'm not sure it's going to make much of a splash, but it'll probably get a little bit of attention thanks in part to the cast.
Yeah.
It's a fairly nice cast. Also opening on the 7th in limited release, though my understanding it's fairly wide limited release, JCVD.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Oh,
everyone
man.
Should
you,
go see
you guys have heaped a lot of loving on this one.
Go see it.
It's really good. Like
worth seeing.
It's a Jean-Claude Van Damme that you have never seen before.
Very true. Very true. I can't say anything else. It's very good. See it. Opening the following weekend, November the 14th, the worst titled Bond movie ever, Quantum of Solace. It's actually not a bad title, you know? It's kind of odd enough that it sort of sticks in
your head.
It's
slowly starting to grow on me, but it's still not...
Well, no, but it's the kind of title that you hear it once, and it's so weird that it sort of like gets lodged in there. I mean, I still don't know, you know? You have to actually think about it to get the meaning, but whatever.
Is it just me, or would I rather be seeing a Bourne film than another Bond?
Film. Yeah.
I'm done with Bond.
And the funny thing is we're starting to get a few reviews trickling in from the press screenings, and apparently it's good. It's no Casino Royale, so apparently it's not that good.
Oh.
And, you know, I wasn't a huge fan of Casino Royale, I'm kind of like,
I'm totally ready for more Bond.
Not me.
Yeah.
Although it's not going to be the same without Eva Green, but...
Mm.
It's one of those things that...
I wasn't a huge fan of the first movie to begin with, so...
Bond... It just, I don't know what it is. I'll always watch James Bond because you're going to get exactly what you think you're going to get, a James Bond film. And it's never really a failure. But
I wouldn't go that far. Some of them
aren't winners either.
The last of the Pierce Brosnan, and it wasn't his fault, it was the script's fault. They went from being a little bit of spy intrigue, which we did see in the Bourne flicks, which was the nice getting back to more of just an action movie, which was... Gee, we don't know what the bad guys are up to, so let's just, you know, throw a rock into the pond, raise some shit, and
which isn't
and see
necessarily bad, but it's not,
but not
what
for
I
a
want.
Bond film. That's not the history of the Bond film. There was a little bit more investigation and spycraft in there, not just big gadgets and big explosions.
Yeah,
but I don't leave a Bond film getting pissed off because that sucks so badly. I want my money back and kicking in the door to the manager. That never happens for a Bond film.
Well, and I'm sort of the same way. I don't like them enough to get really excited, and I don't hate them enough to really dislike them.
Yeah.
You know, they're sort of kind of there, and it seems to have been like that for years for me, and I think it's probably because I've never been a huge fan of the whole
I'm still pining
genre.
For Timothy Dalton, so there you go.
And I'm a Sean Connery fangirl, even if he does beat his wife.
But she beats him back, so it all equals out.
Nice. Zing.
She was interviewed once, and I think she's going, sometime you just need to take a frying pan to the guy. I'm like going, did I just hear that right?
I love that. I like her.
Need to interview her.
Yeah, exactly. I'm kind of like, we'll see how that goes. What I am kind of looking forward to is Assassination of a High School President.
Oh, God, that movie clip with Bruce Willis is awesome.
I'm not quite
sure. And just like Credenti behind me whacking off or something like that. Yeah,
I mean, it's funny because there's no actual trailer.
No.
But there's a couple of clips and they all seem to be pretty funny. I'm not exactly sure what it's about. I think it's about some kids stealing SATs.
Yeah, I'm not sure where the assassination comes in, but
yeah, whatever.
I definitely this one's kind of fun. This one's pretty high up on my list.
Yeah, yeah, we'll see how.
I'm
wide
hoping
it
opens up here.
Yeah. Also,
although Misha Barton in it, doesn't bode overly well.
Yeah, well, I didn't see it in any of the clips, so I think we should be okay for a bit. Also opening on November the 14th, also on limited release. This should actually be the month of movies that you might or might not get to see. Slumdog Millionaire, this is Danny Boyle's big Toronto film. I say Toronto because it was a big winner at Toronto. I think it won like a fan favorite award. And it's about a little East Indian boy who wins a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire India edition. And then almost immediately they start questioning him as to how he knows the answers to some of these questions. And we sort of get the backstory of him growing up in that sort of process. I've heard great things about the movie and not so great things about the movie. Danny Boyle I love, so I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt, though my hopes aren't all that high. And there's no trailer yet. I haven't seen one at least. If I find something, I'll post it up. But just one to sort of keep your eye out for. It might open near you. Also, maybe opening near you, A Christmas Tale, which we saw at the film festival. That's
yeah,
all I gotta say.
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't particularly entertaining either.
Yeah. You know, Desplechin apparently is a very good director. I don't doubt it. I wasn't a huge fan of the film. The performances are all good, though. It seems like everyone's in their own film, especially Catherine Deneuve, who seems to be in a totally different movie than everybody else.
There wasn't a single character I really felt like I wanted to know what they were doing.
Exactly. And kudos, Matthew Amalric. The guy rocks. But I recommend The Diving Bell and the Butterfly instead. Better movie all around. Okay, moving on to November 21st and Disney's offering of Bolt. John Travolta and Miley Cyrus about a dog that escapes from a TV show set.
You know, I'm not the biggest animation fan. I say it all the time, but the story actually makes me want to see it. I kind of like the idea of like the dog that's so into his character that he doesn't realize he's not a character.
I'm not sure I'm with the dog, but like some of the secondary characters, the cat and the gerbil.
The gerbil is my favorite. I got a ball. I love that.
It is, you know, it is what it is, right? We know exactly what we're going to get. And it, based on the trailer, it looks like they're pulling off the concept. So
yeah.
And I might actually see this one in the theater. Maybe.
You're going to think your nephew, right?
No.
Oh, jeez.
Not until he's totally potty trained. I'm not going nowhere with that stink puppet.
Got it. Okay. The movie that I'm sure we're all been waiting for.
Well, at least one of the three of us.
One of the three of us.
Yeah, thanks. Twilight. I can't help but laugh. I went to see Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist, and there was like a bunch of 15-year-old girls in the audience. And when this trailer come up, all together they went, oh! And I went, oh my god, this movie's gonna make so much money even if it sucks.
You know, when you described Twilight to me, I was actually interested in seeing the movie until I saw the trailers.
Okay, so it doesn't look good. I granted it.
Those trailers suck. If the movie is better, I might see it, avoiding the 15-year-old girls.
I might have to see it just so that
you can heckle the 15-year-old girls.
In our podcast time, there will always be a voice of sanity to... You come across Marina's biased sort of fangirl Twilight obsession.
Let me tell you, I would have seen this even if I didn't know about the books. I do know about the books. I've read them. I like them a lot. I have faith that Catherine Hardwicke can pull something off that's decent. It doesn't look great, but it might be okay. And I'm going to go with that until I see anything different. Yeah,
maybe we should get a 15-year-old fangirl as a guest.
You've got me. Dude, I can be objective, but
times
let me
two.
Tell you. I'm a fangirl.
I wasn't going to
like
say that.
It's like being two 15-year-olds.
Hey, that's not very nice. That's not very nice. Especially what? Considering I'm only 25. Man, Jesus Christ.
Like two 21-year-olds? Yeah.
Whatever. Okay, so moving on from Twilight to... actually, I think I just want to mention this in passing, that The Soloist was scheduled to open on the 21st, and it was like just on Friday it was moved to a March 13th, 09 release. So Joe Wright's new film will not be going for Oscar, which is a little bit sad, to be completely honest. But, you know, we'll get there at some point. So moving on to November 28th, and nice to see that, I think it was Colin, you made this comment, Jason Statham.
We'll always have work.
Thanks to Luc Besson.
I just hope this is better than Transporter 2. I was, that story, I mean, I loved the action, but that story was so bad.
Dude, it's not going to be better. If anything,
no,
worse.
Don't crush my hope.
It's true. It's going to be worse. Let's just.
No.
Yeah. I mean, it does not look good, but the action looks good.
One of those franchises that will stay around forever. You'll have Transporter 7, and they're progressively worse, and you're always going, how does it survive? How?
Action
authors, we need a good Statham franchise, you know, like a Bond series for Statham. Something where you can kick ass until he can't kick ass anymore, until the arthritis kicks in.
You know, I have a feeling Statham is going to turn into like the next, oh, what's Steven Seagal?
Chuck Norris.
Yes.
So we can look forward to like J something SVD.
In like 2030 or something when he's 80. No, I'm kidding. Moving on, November 28th also, we got Four Christmases. This is Seth Gordon's new film.
Yeah, I don't know.
This, director of King of Kong.
This one, well, it is what it is too, right? It's that kind of comedy, but I don't know whether to take a chance on it or not. It kind of looks
Vince
like it could
Vaughn
be fun.
And Reese Witherspoon. Did you hear about the behind the scenes stuff between these two?
No, like, scoop.
Reese Witherspoon apparently refused to kiss Vince Vaughn.
Well, you don't know where that boy's been.
I think that was her concern as well. But I
got a flash of a Robot Chicken episode where Vince Vaughn was had his own show, How I Nailed Your Mom, or something like that.
Oh, zing! Wow! But I don't know. This looks like it could have a couple of funny moments.
I'm definitely going to rent this one. We'll see whether we see it in the theaters or not.
I may have to see it just because they did the King of Kong, man.
Yeah,
I just have
to keep supporting, you know, Seth. We need to keep going. The movie that I'm going to be taking my mother to for the next 3 months, because I'm sure it'll play until well past Christmas, and she's going to want to see it every week, Australia. Baz Luhrmann's Australia.
I'm looking forward to this one, too.
Yes, it's elevated.
So far, this is the only one that, in my mind, so far this year, that screams out Oscar. It's the only one that really, above all the others, it is guaranteed to be in there simply because it's gorgeous, it's epic, it's got what's her face in it.
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
Well, who I think this looks like a really great role for her too. Like at least the trailer that I saw where she's doing the prim and proper and then does the capable outback woman kind of thing. And
I don't think it's the first time I've said it, but this really, more than any film I've seen in, you know, the years I've been watching movies, that reminds me the most of Gone with the Wind. For me, there's a real vibe of connection between the two movies. They look very similar as far as scope, but the lead characters
all
seem
I can
very
say
similar
is,
to me.
I hope not, because I still haven't been able to sit through Gone with the Wind.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Gone with the Wind.
I really don't like Gone with the Wind.
Oh,
there's some
crazy.
Some things like when Atlanta, is it Atlanta? Was burning.
Atlanta
kind of
burns,
thing.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic with the shadows, the silhouettes of the wagons in front of the flames. All that was very cool, and there's moments in that. But overall, the story of Gone with the Wind is a big snore fest.
The only thing good about Gone with the Wind was the Dead Like Me reference from Daisy, the Daisy character.
I would, true enough. I think I would rather watch the made-for-TV document or show North and South than sit through that. Yeah.
But so Australia is going to be way better than Gone with the Wind.
Well, I think for modern audiences, it probably, I'm not quite sure, you know, I don't know if modern audiences really are into this type of film. You know, I mean, and when I say modern, I mean like people in their 30s. I think you're going to get the older generation that sort of remembers these big epic films from their youth that are definitely going to be on board. And I'm sure that, you know, Jackman and Kidman will bring in their own.
I mean, as
fan base,
much of a dog as Pearl Harbor was, it seemed to have done really well. Of course, I mean, they promoted the hell out of that more than I think Australia's been promoted.
Well, and that's the other thing. Like, Australia hasn't really been getting the promotional. Like,
no.
it's. it's nowhere near as hyped as I thought it would
maybe
be.
Maybe they're
this
waiting
point.
For the last month to really punch it.
Yeah, I mean, they've
or
got
maybe they feel like they
go.
Have a good enough product, they don't have to prop it up.
Yeah,
which
perhaps.
That's a dumb thing to do because we like film, we pay attention to film. Most people just are, ooh, I saw that thing today. Oh, I'd like to go that. Maybe we should go on Thursday.
Yeah.
Like that's the kind of mentality most the film viewers will have.
And I mean, I don't know if Lerman really has a big name for bringing in audiences.
Mm, yeah, probably.
You know, I mean, people might know Romeo and Juliet and...
again, film fans Moulin pay Rouge. Attention Moulin to directors.
Rouge. Yeah.
Most audience doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, maybe there's a few, like Tim Burton, that have, like, their loyal public, but most people don't even know the directors of the films when they walk in to see it.
So it'll be interesting to see how well this does. I think critically that too is going to be something that it's going to have to fight because essentially it is a love story, you know, and we really
haven't
but
seen... it's got things blowing up and women drinking. Well, so, you know,
like that solves every problem, right? I don't know. I can't overlook the fact that it's the one film I seem to have been waiting for months to see. So
I'll definitely see it.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
Big screen for sure. And then closing off the month, November 28th, also opening Milk. This is Gus Van Sant's new film. I'm sure I read somewhere that every trailer should use classical music. This is the best use of classical music in a trailer in a long time.
This is a great trailer. I read the description and I was, meh, but the trailer really sucked me in. Like, I want to see this.
Yeah.
Well, totally.
Van Sant was enough to drag me in. I'm not a huge fan of Sean Penn, but his films are usually pretty good. He has fairly good taste, so I was on board for that too. And then you also have Josh Brolin, Emil Hirsch, James Franco, and Diego Luna.
Josh Brolin's making good name for himself
Brolin
lately.
Brolin is really doing quite well for himself.
Because before No Country for Old Men, like he was around, but he wasn't really a name. Now Goonies my mom too. Goes, oh, it has that Josh Brolin guy in it. And in something, like a W kind of thing. Yeah. Josh Brolin's in
W.
that.
W. We got to say
sorry,
it right.
W.
Thanks.
Junior. and my mom was like, oh, that's the guy from No Country. I'm like nearly floored that my mom, A, remembered an actor's name and then put two very different characters
together. Yeah. Like, she managed to pick them out.
Applause for mom.
Good for him. Good for Josh. And that's November. We're a month away from the end of the year. And I hope December brings us more good things because I feel like I haven't seen any good stuff in
December. Ought to be really kick-ass. Otherwise, like, top 10 this year are going to be bizarre because there's going to be stuff from all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my top 10 at the moment is looking kind of odd, too, because I have a bunch of VIF stuff and a bunch of things I saw on DVD that I really, really liked. I've been impressed by. So it's going to be an interesting, interesting year. You know, all things considered, it hasn't been a bad year. I've seen a lot of great film. But nothing like
not
spectacular.
Great.
Yeah.
Capital G great films. Yeah.
Yeah.
There hasn't been much that like Atonement or Control for me this year. Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
Or King of Kong,
King of Kong, yeah. Yeah, it's been one of those years. So it'll be interesting to see how the rest of the month. Yeah. I haven't looked ahead to December, so I have no idea.
I think my VIF top 10. A lot of that might be repeated.
The end of year. Yeah. Let's hope that there is some more good stuff.
Oh, I'm hoping.
I'm sure we'll find some stuff.
And so, I counted. I think I'm at 82 films seen in the theater this year.
I don't want to count because I'm just going to give myself a heart attack.
I know.
So. We'll just pretend that I don't
times
know.
Times 10. That's how much money did I spend?
Yeah, let's not talk about it. Please. So yeah, that's November for you. Come on by row3.com for the show notes, links to trailers, and general movie talk, I guess. 353 Haiku.
Review.
Sorry, thank you. For all you movie reviews and haiku. Dale, new content? You're kind of busy with the Writers Conference.
The Surrey International Writers Conference, yeah. I've been posting new technical content at Group 42, so Digital Doodles is kind of...
fallen by the wayside.
Is in a small hiatus, yeah.
My weird BC site is pretty much dead right now because of all the VIF stuff. So.
And I haven't blogged personal since before VIF.
Yeah, you didn't update about Twilight, and then you disappeared again.
If Well, maybe I'll put a plug in here. If there are any Michael Slade fans, we did a interview with Michael Slade where he talks about how he wrote his, how he got into writing.
Excellent.
And so if you go to siwc.blip.tv, you can see that interview. So if you're not a fan, then forget I said anything.
Or come by Row 3 and I'll put a link to the video on the show notes. And so that's it for this month. So come on by next week. We're going to be talking more movies, probably a few reviews. And until next time.
We'll see you after the credits.